Not having this one thing is actively losing your podcast $100,000 a year.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tige O'Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the single most expensive mistake podcasters make when trying to monetize.
A real-world transformational story of a rebranded show that unlocked seven figures in pipeline value with under 1,000 listeners per episode.
And a three-step alignment framework, whoa, you can use to turn your podcast into a high-converting client acquisition asset. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. So, like we said at the start of this episode, there's a six-figure mistake hiding in plain sight, at least six figures, really, and it has nothing to do with your production quality, your content value, or even your audience size. And this misalignment is silently costing you at least six figures or more in lost revenue every year you continue podcasting without fixing it.
And for one of our clients, which you'll find out in a bit, was actually costing them seven figures in client value. And in this episode, we're going to reveal why podcast-to-business misalignment matters more than any factor in monetizing your show. This isn't about, again, better marketing content or better marketing tactics or growth hacks. It's really about a fundamental shift in how you can transform your podcast into this thing that kind of is growing, is kind of doing some work, and turn it into a client acquisition machine, even with a relatively small audience.
Yeah. For sure. If you've been pouring resources into growing your podcast, but not seeing those resources transform into money, simply put, stick around because this episode could be very, very relevant.
So look, we mentioned at the start, we had a client who actually was able to tap into seven figures in pipeline value by having this thing known as, again, business to podcast alignment. Now, this client, their names were Kyle and John. They had a podcast for 2 years called The Invested Teacher, which is all about general finance and investing shows. Again, it was heavily focused around like business, investing, personal finance, etc. However, they had a bit of an issue. Even though they were podcasting for 2 years, number one, their podcast was still struggling to grow. I think they're around 600 monthly downloads when they started working with us. And number two, they weren't generating any clients or any interest around their product or service. And for Kyle and John, they had a back-end offer, meaning their entire back-end business was specifically targeting business owners or high net worth individuals in Canada, specifically Canadians. However, they were growing this audience under the name of, you know, The Invested Teacher, that's the name of the podcast, which had zero correlation to the exact precise client profile they were actually wanting for, again, their business.
Even though the stuff they were talking about on the show was actually pretty relevant, the way it was packaged and the way it was all framed, you'd have to infer that meaning a little bit, and you'd have to stick around long enough to really find it out, which of course no one's going to do if it doesn't look like it's for them.
So again, they had this misalignment between the actual listeners they were building, which was a general audience who were interested in personal finance, but there weren't really their ideal clients who were high net worth individuals living specifically in Canada. So essentially, their content was attracting the wrong audience, and there was no clear correlation or no clear path for conversion for a new listener to actually become a client. Like, the concentration of their audience who were potentially the ideal clients was basically like zero. So we decided to have a strategic pivot, and we rebranded their show to, again, be positioned in a way and to be packaged in order to attract high net worth individuals in Canada.
Yeah. And we rebranded to Canadian Wealth Secrets, which to date is one of my favorite rebrands we've done. It's just such an elite sounding name. It's just such a good name, isn't it? And as you could probably guess, the content refocused on specific needs of Canadian high income individuals, whether that was investors, business owners of a certain level. Again, it was all the same struggles that Canadians face once they hit a certain net level, when things like taxes and saving taxes become highly, highly relevant.
Which, by the way, their entire backend offer, their business structure, was again helping these high net worth individuals specifically to build their wealth through specific tax saving strategies. So Canadian Wealth Secrets was the perfect rebrand. It made total sense and attracted all of the right listeners that they could have ever dreamed of.
Yeah, and not only were they attracting the right listeners, those listeners were converting as well, because like we said, the topics they covered on the show was directly aligned with what they actually offered as a service.
So not only did they add seven figures to their pipeline within 6 months of making these changes, they also grew their podcast to over 600 downloads per episode. And to clarify, they were before struggling to hit 600 monthly downloads. I don't know what multiple that is, but it was insane growth.
They grew
right?
a lot. I mean, they were getting well over 10,000 downloads a month by the end of it.
And look, this isn't just like a lucky break that these guys got. I mean, seven figures, you know, it's pretty decent. It's not bad, is it, right? But the title of this episode was Six Figures or More is What Most Business Owners Are Losing Each Year by Not Having This Alignment. So we say this because we have so many clients who have also experienced after going through a rebrand that more clients come to them, that they end up making so much more money in a very short period of time compared to how long the podcast has been alive.
And so look, you might be listening right now and you've probably fallen into one of two camps. You might be thinking, oh my God, this is exactly what I need. And if so, we've got you covered with what's to come. And if you're not thinking that, you might be thinking, I feel like I've already got that, but maybe something's not working. Or you feel like you've got that at least to an extent. And so you might not, you know, you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to change my name after this episode. But you might just still be intrigued, or maybe this has given you at least some food for thought. Whichever camp you're in, stick with us, because you can either follow these steps directly and make changes right away, or you can kind of see what we're about to share as a checklist and then see which part you don't have that could be the missing ingredient to making sure that you have this alignment we speak of.
So step one is just having this mindset shift. Look, your podcast isn't just to build an audience and just to attract listeners. If you want to have a business to podcast alignment, adopt the perspective that the podcast is the thing that's going to allow you to attract your ideal clients into your business. When you start seeing it like that, you can, again, package and position the podcast to attract the right client. So who is your ideal client? Have a think about what they are going through, their problems. Like, what are the particular things that they would be looking for in Apple and Spotify as solutions to the problems that they're going through?
So ask yourself right now, if every single person who listened to your podcast was an ideal prospect for your business, how many listeners would you actually need to hit your revenue goals? And for most online coaches, consultants, or really service-based business owners with podcasts, the answer is pretty small. So surprisingly, it can really be under 1,000 dedicated listeners is going to get you to where you want to be.
Easily, if you've got a high-ticket product, will easily make you more than six figures per year. I mean, we generated, 120,000 in profit through the podcast in 2024.
And this is an important point because, yes, we all know about niching down and, you know, you might have thought this through before, but whether you have or haven't, we often get the objection of like, say you were niching down to something so specific to like Canadian high-income individuals, you might just think there's not enough of them and you're not going to get that many downloads or your audience can't grow that much. But again, use Carl and John as a great example. One, their audience actually did grow because, yes, there's going to be less of them, but they're all going to want to listen to your podcast if it's the only thing for them. And secondly, to be honest, who cares about whether they had 600 downloads an episode or not, or 10,000 monthly downloads? They made a $1 million pipeline from their podcast, ultimately, because it was so targeted.
Step number two, simply start creating episodes in order to attract, nurture, and convert your ideal clients who, when they initially discover your show, are going to be cold, meaning they don't know, like, or trust you, cover very specific topics on your show, in order to attract them, in order to nurture them, and in order to build that like, know, and trust. Because after you do step one, which is reframing your podcast, not just to attract listeners, but to attract the ideal clients, people will start discovering your show. New listeners will start listening to you. But that doesn't mean they're just going to listen to one episode, pull out their wallet, give you a bunch of cash, and want to work with you. We have to kind of create an experience that really builds up that like, know, and trust. And that really does come from you creating and designing an intentional podcast content strategy. So, like, what does that actually look like?
Well, really, every episode should make your ideal client think, wow, this person gets me and my specific situation. And, you know, what are the components of that? Well, someone has to understand how you think. They have to understand what you stand for, your message, your unique methodology, and obviously your expertise, right? And of course, there's always a place for like the how-tos and things like that that just show that you know what you're talking about and can teach people something new. But again, there's also very important to do it in a way that shares your personal opinions and the things that are going to make people gravitate towards you as a person rather than just you giving how-tos, which ultimately they could Google if they really wanted to. So you can map episodes to specific client challenges. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast before. And really eliminate topics that attract the wrong audience. So every single episode that you record, whether you come up with the topic first, the title first, whether you just rock up and kind of figure out as you go, if you do that, don't do that. Ask yourself before you hit record, this specific person that I want to attract, would they click on this without hesitation? And that should pretty much be your guiding light to a revenue first content strategy.
And I think it's important to have the frame of mind when you're going through this exercise, when you're thinking about these topics, like Tig mentioned, that first point of map episodes to specific client challenges, again, really think about the problems, the pain points, you know, the worries, what keeps your audience up at night, because that's what you're going to want to use as ammunition in order to attract them. You kind of want to call out their pain points with your episode titles in order to kind of weed out the people who aren't your ideal listeners and really target those who are. For example, our title right now, which is, you know, not having this is actively losing you $100,000 per year, warning for business owners. Only business owners and entrepreneurs and experts in our target audience, meaning you guys, feels weird saying target audience then saying, saying you guys. Essentially, this is our way of making sure that only the right listeners, you listen right now, is the person who's hearing this message. We're not trying to get hobbyist podcasters who love entertainment and want to just chug down some beer in the bloody garage with their friends. It's just not the audience we're trying to build.
And not because we don't like them, love them, but just because that's not who our business serves.
Exactly. Because again, we want that business to podcast alignment. So really sit with the second step and plan it out, because that is going to be the major thing that helps you convert, that helps you build that like, know, and trust. Without that, you're not going to get people taking any action and you're not going to make any money. And then the third and final step, Ty. So far, we of course have the step one, just having a mindset shift that the podcast isn't just here to attract listeners, it's here to attract potential clients to the business. Step two, building out the content strategy to actually build, to nurture them, to build the like, know, and trust. What's step three?
Step three is very easy to explain. It's very practical. It's really prioritizing solo podcasts as the way to deliver the above, right? So it's great. You have a good content strategy. You're talking about your methodology. You are making episodes that your ideal listener or client just clicks on because it's just they gravitate to it. You can deliver that through guest interviews, or you can deliver that through solo podcasts. And solo podcasts is by far the most effective way of doing that. There's about a million reasons we could give as to why that is. And we've done episodes on this fairly recently. So if you want to hear more about that, there's definitely content on the podcast about that. But ultimately, people need to see you as the authority to want to buy from you. And they need to hear more of you to be able to like, know, and trust you, right? And the most effective way of doing that is solo episodes. Not only are they quicker to record, you'll just get to your goals much faster.
So that's really it. And like Tig mentioned, you might have some hesitations, some worries, some anxiety around the solo podcast. Ask yourself, what are you missing out by not following through with a solo podcast? Ask yourself, what opportunities have you maybe given away in the past because you've prioritized interviewing guests and having your guests be the person providing value to your audience?
And by the way, you can check out Monday's episode. Literally 3 days ago, we released it, where we went right into the details of why solo episodes are much more effective.
And also, any concerns that you might have, any worries, any resistance you feel to solo episodes, like, oh, you know, I feel like I'll produce better content when I have someone to bounce off, or you're worried about how you sound, or if you're going to be good, and if it's going to be high quality. We cover all of that in excruciating detail to help you overcome that hurdles and also help you gain insight on how important it actually is to prioritize solo podcast episodes. So look, like we've mentioned, and we'll keep mentioning this because it's really important, we've seen the power of this. Your podcast isn't just content. It's a strategic business asset that should be designed with revenue in mind from the ground up. Too many podcasts spend all their time working super hard, but then don't make an ROI from their show. But why not have both? Why not build something you're proud of that makes impact and also get paid in that process? So the path to six-figure podcasting isn't about reaching more people. It's about reaching the right listeners with content that naturally leads them to becoming clients of yours. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, Podcast Marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, Like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.